with me? How do you want to live your life? Because there's a world out there that is trying to grab something spiritual. They're going to all the wrong places, trying desperately to get a hold of something, because we as human beings were created with a sense of knowing that there is more than just this. Amen? There's more than just this. You're probably in this room because you know that there is more than just this. There is a connection with God. There's a connection with the Spirit that is real and alive. And there's a whole world out there that's desperately clamoring, stammering, looking for a real connection with God. And a real connection. You have an experience in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, and you'll never ever be at the mercy of an argument ever again. I remember the first time someone prayed for me, and I was stood there like this. I'd just been saved. I was 21. And the person was praying for me. And I'm almost like, yeah, okay, we'll see what happens. And the guy looked at me and he said, you know what, you stand like that, you'll get what you get what you're asking for, nothing. And he said to me, why can't you open yourself? And I went, he said, what, if I walked up to you and said, have you ever been bungee jumping? And he literally said this to me, and he said, why don't you have a go? You'd get there and you put yourself in a harness and you'd do it. You prepare yourself. And he looked at me and he said, if you want to experience God, then all you got to do is open yourself up to receive. And I went, okay, all right, I'll do that. I quieted my mind and I just stood there and I said, okay, Holy Spirit, if you're real, I want a touch from you. Next thing I remember, I was on the ground. And I got a real touch from the Holy Spirit I'd never had in my life before. Amen? Don't hold yourself back from experiencing God. He's amazing. He's incredible. And I'll never be at the mercy of an argument. Some people say to me, you know, is there healing? Is there, can people be released by demons? Can people be touched in the Holy Spirit? I've seen all of that with my own eyes. And I've seen God work through other people and work for myself to do that. I would never, ever be at the expense of an argument because I've had an experience. Someone said to you, there's no such thing as a push bike. But you rode one this morning to church, you'd laugh at them, right? You'd look at them and just go, you're a nutcase. I just rode a push bike here. Sometimes that's what it's like with this presence of God. Once you have an experience with Him, you'll never, ever, ever argue again. Amen? And that's all I'm asking from you. I don't know what Holy Spirit's going to do with you. I have no idea. Some of you, He'll just touch you and give you a real sense of the anointing that's on your life, and you'll experience it, and you'll know it's Him, and it'll be amazing. Some of you, you might, the gift of the Holy Spirit, some of you might be healed. That's up to Him. Amen? All you got to do is come with expectancy in your heart. Open yourself up. Who's hungry? Come on. Do you want to live in a natural plane? Who's hungry? Who's hungry for the supernatural? You know, we live in a Western culture where we try to contain it all. We try to box it all. We say, there it is. We're going to leave it to late night TV and to the tarot readers. Yuck. We're going to do this and that. Yuck. You go to other countries where the supernatural is rife, where they have all sorts of crazy stuff going on. And if I did a meeting like this, they'd come flocking forward because they're ready and willing and open because their worlds have been open to the spiritual. But we in our Western world, quite often, we're just happy with our Nespresso and our car. I love my Nespresso, just quietly. And our car. And we're happy with our running machine and we're happy with the natural things. But I want you to be stirred this morning, not to be satisfied. Amen? Don't be satisfied with that. Come expecting a word right into your life, into your circumstance. Come expecting a word of knowledge. Come expecting healing. It's not to do with me. And when we pray for the sense of the Holy Spirit on your life, it's not to do with me. When you sense an anointing in your life, it's not my anointing. It's your anointing. That's what I want you to experience today. When you sense the presence of God, it's the Holy Spirit in you that's giving you that sense and that presence. Amen? So, who's excited? Just close your eyes. Just for a sec. Why don't you just, in your own words, why don't you just declare to God that you are open to receive whatever He has for you this morning, whatever His Spirit has for you. In your own words. I don't know how you put it, your own language and your own words. Don't say it if you don't mean it. But if you're skeptical, if you're all of that, just say it in your own words. He's here right now. Spirit of God. Okay, I want to start with our life group leaders, if they can come out the front here. They're a good looking bunch. And some of our key teachers, Chris, Lourdes, Gareth, Lou. Unfortunately, guys, you're all facing the wrong way. So, gee, it's hard working with people, isn't it? Children and animals, they tell you. But this is, here you were, thank you, Lord. There's always one. And, you know, these guys, they're going to help us pray. We've got some anointing oil, which is coming pretty quick. Some from somewhere, from whence? It's up the back there. This is very, very holy oil. It's been, it's from olives. It's all the way from Jerusalem, which is a small store in Leichhardt. No. You know, the oil doesn't mean anything. It's about the presence of God. It's a symbolism, right? So whether we're getting something from, we could be using Castrol GDX2, it would still work. It's not the thing. The thing is about the presence of God, amen? And it's not about, and it isn't even about the people up here. It's really not that. It's about the sense of God that's on your life. So if you're in here, you know, instead of just turning this into a spectator sport, just try and stay in the presence of God, you know? The guys will just play in the background and we'll do a little bit of worship. But this is about praying and just releasing this anointing over people's lives. So for the sake of pure organization, we're just going to start from the front row and work our way back. Is that all right? Is that okay? So we're just going to start at this end and people are going to come, file all the way down here, and then we're just going to keep filling spots. Is that all right? Very simply. And, you know, if there's some resistance in your spirit to be prayed for, you just really don't want.